The Gospel according to John, chapter 15, the verses 9 through 17. I've loved you the way my Father has loved you. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in His love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me, remember? I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit. Fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, He gives you. But remember the root command, love one another. Here ends our scripture reading. May we sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this morning. You know, Lucy stands with her arms folded and a resolute expression on her face, while Charlie Brown is pleading, "Lucy, you must be more loving. This world really needs love. You have to let yourself love to make this world a better place in which to live." And then Lucy whirls around angrily, causing Charlie Brown to do a backwards flip and screams at him, "Look, blockhead, the world I love, it is people I can't stand." Well, a little humor at the right moment will do us no harm. However, the brute force of many tornadoes currently causing death and terrible suffering in our country overwhelms many of us. During a previous tornado season, a church was destroyed. And by the time that the TV cameras arrived, some church members had gathered, searching through the rubble to see if there was anything left that was worth saving. And then one woman stood outside their totally destroyed church, and she said to a reporter while looking straight into the TV camera, "Well, we have lost our church building. But the real church is still here, and we now have so much to do. The real church is still here. We have so much to do." So in that moment of darkness, with nothing else to fall back upon, this woman actually summarized the heart of our Christian faith. The darker it gets, the brighter we shine. Now, for Jesus, love was no optional accessory that some of his followers might decide upon if they so preferred. It's no optional command. Jesus demonstrated and he taught love as what? as the foundation, as the true foundation of the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible does not say, well, God has love. The Bible says that God is love. Jesus taught love not as a suggestion, not as a good idea, not as a byproduct of anything else. He simply said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I loved you. You also should love one another. And by this, said Jesus, everyone will know that you are my followers if you have love for each other. So this means that love for one another is our witness to the outside world of what being a Christian is really all about. There are no ifs, buts, or maybes. Simple as that. If we in this place love one another, the world will know that this is truly a church of Jesus Christ. They will notice our love for one another. They will admire it. They will desire it. And they will heed our calls and our invitations. And these pews will become fuller and fuller Sunday after Sunday. And if we do not love one another, the message of Scripture today, if we are negative about some of us, if we ignore one another, if we hold grudges against one another, if we fail to love, this church will also fail to be a true church of Jesus Christ. And the future will indeed be uncertain, in spite of anything else that we say or do. Without love, without our faith, our church, our best intentions will definitely fail. Someone described love as follows, saying, now tell me, what is love? What is true love? Answer came, it is silence when your words would hurt. It is patience when your neighbor is curt. It is deafness when the scandal flows. It is thoughtfulness for another's woes. It is promptness when stern duty calls. It is courage when misfortune falls. The sad reality of our Christian world is that there is so much talk about love. So easy to say these things. I could make all this up and just say it and takes nothing, no skin off my back. That's great. But that's not how love works. The sad reality for so many, it is still just talk about love with ever allowing love to invade and change them from the inside out. Actually, also in our society, people are still doing terrible things to one another. I, for one, have turned away from news channels. It hurts so deep when there is so much division. During a dark period in American history, when the American nation was at war with itself, Martin Luther King said, "We must agree to love and live together as brothers and sisters, or perish together as fools." As followers of Christ, we still believe that love originated from the very heart of God. With every act of loving kindness to another, we witness to a world in darkness that come what may, God is still love. By this, Jesus said, shall all people know that you are my followers, that you love one another. Wow. Now it's so overpowering when Scripture speaks, and so overpowering in my entire life when you realize that Scripture and God's love speaks to us personally. That's my problem. You can never point a finger to anyone without discovering that four of them are pointing right back to yourself. Boy, and that keeps you humble. That keeps you humble. So we come to the table this morning. And once again prepared for you and me, the table is ready. See the elements of bread and wine. And this table is set for celebration and remembrance of the love that have already changed the lives of countless millions of people, all of us included. Amen. Jesus, in this broken bread, we observe your love for us. In this cup, O Lord, we celebrate forgiveness through your name. Teach us to love, O God. Break now the bread of life, Savior, to me, as you once broke the loaves beside the sea. Beyond the sacred page, I seek you, Lord. My spirit yearns for you, O loving God. Amen.